This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Upfronts season is here. That's industry speak for when television networks unveil their big new shows for the fall in hopes of getting us excited and, well, enticing advertisers. And this season, there were a few shows in particular that I'm kind of geeking out over. Adrian Hill covers entertainment here at Marketplace, and she joins me with the latest. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Lizzie.
Okay, give me the big reveal. What are the networks working on?
The big reveal, Lizzie, is it's things you've already seen before. It is a season, it looks like, of reboots, spinoff, revivals. American Idol was canceled. It's coming back. Roseanne is coming back. CBS has decided it is must-see television again, must-see TV. There's a Big Bang Theory spinoff called Young Sheldon. Will and Grace is coming back.
I've come home at last.
We've come home at last.
Are you excited, Lizzie? Are you feeling it? The nostalgia?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the 90s, man. The 90s are back.
They're back. Big baggy sweaters. We're all there. So, you know, networks have had some hits and misses with these reboots, but Fox did well bringing the X-Files back this year, and it's also coming back.
Is everything a repeat? Is everything something from my high school and college experience, or is there new stuff?
Not quite. There'll be sports. That's new. Networks also do have some scripted shows they're working on. One that I think is really interesting for public radio fans out there is a show that's based on Alex Blumberg's podcast Startup. It's called Alex, Inc. It's starring Zach Braff, and here's a little clip for you.
Nobody thinks radio is cool, but when you do it, it's amazing.
Yeah,
I'm
nobody
sorry,
thinks...
what?
So I have a lot of questions
Zach
about...
Zach Braff, how dare you?
Who this show is for, you know, is Alex Blumberg's life and podcast, like, what's the crossover to network television? Very, very curious. Mm. And the fact they have to justify, like, nobody thinks radio is cool, Lizzie. But when you do it, it's amazing.
I feel personally victimized by that clip.
There's also a lot of, I mean, in general, just feel good going on there. A lot of shows trying to tap into that emotional sort of earnestness that was really the hallmark of This Is Us, which is one of the big network successes this last season. And I think it's a sense that we want respite from the very dramatic, insane real world out there. So lots of feel good, I think, is coming out this season. And more and more ways, as you and I, Lizzie, I know we love to sing along. Bye Bye Birdie. Live, Rent in the works.
Excuse me.
Go for
Adrian,
it.
Adrian, are you ready?
Let's do it.
525,600 minutes.
525,000 moments, so dear.
Moments,
and daylights,
okay, that's how you
do it. And sunsets,
right.
Midnights,
and midnights, and cups of coffee.
There we go. Everybody, congratulations. Right. Yep. I think they should just hire us. There'll be a live version of Little Mermaid. So live television is where the networks are really looking to try to get people actually watching in real time.
Okay, but so many of these things are predictable. We know how they end. Why are they doing this?
Well, look, network television is a different model than places like Netflix and Amazon. Network television needs advertiser dollars. Advertisers love predictability. Advertisers want to know that they're going to put their ad for that minivan up against some piece of programming that's going to feel good and be safe for their product. This is still a place where you're trying to grab the biggest audience you can grab. Networks cannot afford to go niche in the same way that some of these streaming services can.
That an Amazon or a Netflix. And yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, Amazon's trying to sell you shoes, right? At the end of the day, they want you to become a Prime member. So they're saying, hey, we'll entice you with these shows, but also buy your toilet paper from us.
Is anything changing?
This year, when you sort of look across the board, there seems to be more and more a move away from multi-cam comedies. These are sort of the traditional, sort of formulaic comedies of our childhood, where lots of cameras are set up. They're cheaper to make typically, but they feel a little bit less modern. And we're seeing some of the networks move more to single cams. So, and big multi-cams like Dr. Ken, like Last Man Standing, Two Broke Girls have been canceled this season. So I think we're seeing some amount of the networks trying to respond to like what's cool and fresh and know they can't just churn out the same stuff over and over. But again, Big Bang Theory is like one of the most popular shows on television. It's a multi-cam and people still love it.
Okay, so apart from the opportunities for singing, which are great,
yes.
What else is exciting that's out there?
The Bachelor is launching a Bachelor Sports Winter Edition.
Really?
For real. They're counter-programming to the Olympics with Bachelor Winter Sports. So, yeah, look forward to that,
Lizzie. On this date, they luge, and only the top three get a rose.
Can you just imagine, like, luging in bikinis? I mean, it doesn't seem like a good idea, but we'll see.
It really doesn't.
I mean, maybe it'll be so bad that it'll be good. I will, in fact, watch just to see what's going on there.
Marketplace's entertainment correspondent, Adrian Hill, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Lizzie.